Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gwen and Chris joined right now by Daniel Kaplan, Sports Business Journal. And of course, you heard the news by now, the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, is no longer. That means we lose our professional football team in San Diego, the San Diego Fleet. And Daniel Kaplan is here to tell us a little bit about what happened. Daniel, how did all this come to be? Give us a little Reader's Digest version of how we got here.
Well, it is a soap opera, but the league launched with inadequate funding and found and got what they thought was a white knight investor at the last moment after the first week of the season. Tom Dundon, the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, who's a Texas billionaire, came in and agreed to fund operating losses and was very bullish at that time on the future of the league. And sometime between then, which was mid-February, and this week, he decided that he did not like what he saw, and he pulled funding, and that has caused essentially the collapse of the league.
Dan, I got to ask, I think the next obvious question is, how did they even get Tom Dundon to even invest $250 if there was some issues, underlining issues, when he got in the first place?
Well, he did not. How they got him to invest is a good question. He did not invest $250 million. That was reported at the time. That was a figure that he said he might invest over time, but he essentially agreed to cover operating losses, which probably came to about $10 to $15 million per week. So over 6 weeks, that's where you get to the $70 million figure that's been reported out there that he spent. Why he chose to invest in this league and suffer those losses and then turn around and after everyone he knew had told him, don't do it, you're going to lose money in a startup football league, and suddenly realized he was losing money in a startup football league and pulled the plug, it's hard to answer without talking to him about that particular subject. He did talk about wanting a relationship with the NFL and the NFLPA, but that came up in the last couple of weeks and never seemed to be a very realistic scenario to save the league.
Daniel Kaplan, Sports Business Journal, joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. The demise of the Fleet and the AAF, unfortunately, announced today. Daniel, are there any juicy conspiracy theories floating around out there as to why Tom Dundon wanted to get into this league, and that maybe by getting out of this league, he's somehow still going to benefit, even though the league won't exist anymore?
The technology, the app that the league invested in heavily. There's the speculation that's all he was really after. Look, if he wanted an app, he could have gone out and spent money and developed his own app. He didn't need to buy a football league to develop an app. Certainly, as he's the owner of the league, if he shuts it down, he owns the assets and can do with them what he wants. But if there are people out there suggesting that he decided to spend this $70 million so he could get control of the app. Frankly, if that was his only goal, he would have taken control of the league and shut it down after the first week of operating.
Yeah.
So I don't really buy the technology angle that he did it for the technology. Only he can really answer why he thought a startup football league was a good investment.
The AAF is seemingly shut down. But the XFL is starting to, it looks like they seem like they're starting to get their ducks in a row before they get to the start of the season. What have you heard about the XFL? Because they seem to be taking a slower approach to this.
The XFL is doing this, if there is a right way, the right way. They're taking their time. They're hiring serious people in the local markets on the business side. They've hired 14 presidents. I mean, by contrast, the AAF, I tried to find out who was running their business operations at the local level and really couldn't find anyone significant. It was very strange. The XFL is going to have deals, I believe, with ESPN and Fox. They're signing long-term sponsorship deals. It's a totally different way of going about the business, investing money on the football side, on the business side, letting the technology fall into place, but not overemphasizing the technology. That, to me, was a big mistake of the AAF, mm-hmm. that it thought it was a technology company with football as a byproduct, as opposed to a football company with technology as a byproduct. And if when people write the obituary of the AAF, I hope that's what they focus on.
Daniel, good stuff. Let me ask you a little bit about the National Football League's role in all of this. Or is there any role of the National Football League in this? Could we say to a certain extent that if the NFL does not want you to exist, it can squelch you at any time? Or is that overstating the NFL's power?
I think that's overstating it. The NFL is not opposed to a spring football league. It just doesn't want to pay the salaries of the players, and that's what Dundon was ultimately striving for, a minor league, major league baseball type model. In that structure, the major league teams pay for the salaries of the players in the minor leagues.
Right.
The NFL doesn't need to do that. It has college football. So does the NFL need a developmental league? Perhaps, but it's not willing to pay for one. And Dundon got in under the hood of the AAF, didn't like what he saw, and was looking for his own white knight to come in and pick up a lot of the player costs, and the NFL didn't want anything to do with that.
Do you think a lot of these players and coaches will be able to find work in the XFL? Is this ultimately good news for the XFL?
I mean, clearly it's good news for the XFL that it eliminates competition.
Yeah.
It opens up a pool of players and coaches and other talent to come their way. But in talking to the XFL, and I didn't know if it was bluster at the time, they never seem overly concerned about the AAF. This is, I can tell you, not a surprise to the folks at the XFL. I mean, look at a couple of hardcore business facts. The AAF did not have proper insurance. The team in Florida had to spend half its time practicing in Georgia to establish residency to tap the state of Georgia's workers' compensation pool so that team could be covered by workers' compensation because they couldn't access it in Florida. Florida doesn't have a state pool. And the reason they had to do that was the AAF was unable to get an umbrella policy for workers' compensation. They were unable to get concussion insurance, head trauma insurance with their liability coverage. The XFL has all of that a year and a half before they launched. It's a completely different setup with the XFL. So it's good news for the XFL. I don't think the XFL ever saw the AAF as a serious threat.
Well, it's a shame. Wow. for the fans in San Diego who got behind this team, certainly here locally, and I know it's a shame for all these players and coaches, especially these players who've put everything into it, trying to keep their career hopes alive. And, you know, it's always a shame when something like this happens. But interesting to find out some of the reasons behind it. Daniel, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. Appreciate you helping us out here on the West Coast.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Daniel Kaplan there from the Sports Business Journal. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, you can earn 2.5% APY on a 16-month certificate from SDCCU. Visit any of their 43 branch locations and open your account today. Details at sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.